So this happened. It's a decent story, and after all, it is Christmas, so we thought we would share it. After 9/11, but before the financial crisis, one of our people at Merrill asked me if they could bring some traders in to pitch another part of our firm. I said, sure, I'll make introductions. The Merrill team heads off to some super wop deli and turns up with this incredible spread of sandwiches. Everything a hungry Italian might imagine. I put them in a conference room, and I'm being social as I wait for my colleague to arrive. While I'm there, I try some of the food. It's genuinely the best thing I've eaten all year. Anyway, the trader they want to meet at my firm wanders in late, is dismissive of their sales pitch, and walks out again. It's kind of rude, but not overly so for our business. One of the Merrill guys, let's call him Britt, is outraged, though. Says, pack the food up, we're fucking leaving. They put down bags and just begin throwing all the sandwiches back in. I think this is hilarious. I never admired salespeople who suck up to clients too much, so I decide I like Britt. After he stomps off towards the elevator with the food, I hang back with my contact and ask them about this guy who just threw his toys in the offices of one of the most important firms on Wall Street. Turns out Britt's girlfriend works in HR at Morgan Stanley. She's in charge of the incoming intern program, which is full of these upcoming masters of the universe. Young, dumb, and full of cum. Britt, however, is kind of a jealous guy. He'd attended a lot of the orientations to keep an eye on her. This is back when they served alcohol at these things. At one of the events, an intern is getting a bit familiar with his girlfriend, and Britt can really drink. So he challenges him to a competition. The intern is a big guy himself, and they start doing shots. They go shot for shot until the intern gives up, walks outside, and gets hit by a car. Next event, he sees another one of the interns grinding on his girlfriend, grabs him by the neck and lifts him into the air with his feet kicking. Apparently, there are a couple more incidents like this. It's an eventful year. Britt and his girlfriend decide a ring on her finger might deter more suitors and keep him out of trouble. So, they get engaged. A month or so later, they're in Hong Kong, and his fiancé is getting picked up by some French guy. Britt takes the frog and throws him into the windshield of a taxi, shattering it and causing a mini riot outside the Mandarin Oriental. Unfortunately, the guy speaks Cantonese and Britt gets thrown in jail. This was on his honeymoon. Anyway, my salesperson at Merrill, who everyone loved, says it's much appreciated that I keep trying to open doors for them at my firm, and would I like to come to their Christmas party? It's not really for clients, but an exception could be made. I say, of course, and that's how I found myself at Harry's at Hanover during the Merrill Lynch Christmas party. Now, this is after the bubble had burst, but before Merrill was acquired by Bank of America, so there was still pretty retarded money going around. Sales was just about relationship management and lying your balls off, so jobs were plentiful, and their trading area on the fifth floor was massive, because coverage was split up between listed and NASDAQ names. Basically, twice as many people as you really needed. On top of that, Merrill probably had 40 people down on the New York Stock Exchange. Harry's was their local spot, so the NYSE guys are there in force. I'm up on the second floor of Harry's, and I reintroduce myself to Britt. I apologize for my colleague dismissing them earlier in the day. He scowls at me, but we drink a beer, and things are fine. Until he sees another Merrill guy trying to pick up on his Morgan Stanley girlfriend. He heads over there, and they have words. The other Merrill guy was a bit of a dick, would sell wholesale Vineyard Vines gear at full price to people around the trading floor. But it turns out he knows how to fight. Britt ends up throwing a wild roundhouse punch, gets jabbed in the face, and hits the ground. He gets up. The Vineyard Vines guy tries to jab again, but Britt slips it and body slams him. When most fights end up on the ground, they look pathetic, like two old people fucking. So I figure this one is over. But then Eddie McMahon turns up. Eddie ran the trading floor. No college degree, literally started his career in the breaks room, made his way up through operations, and then learned how to trade. Eventually, he reached the pinnacle of finance through sheer perseverance and grit. Eddie's wearing a sport coat and red turtleneck, and everyone's been busting his balls and calling him Steinbrenner all night. But he's a rough-and-tumble guy from Queens. Gives as good as he gets. Anyway, somehow Eddie gets popped trying to break up the fight, and then he starts laying people out. With him hitting random punters, the fight spreads like mad. There's this surreal Christmas music, decorations flying everywhere, silver bells exploding, trees falling over. It even spills into the kitchen with the cooking staff getting knocked on their asses. I stood by drinking free beer and thanked God for being alive in such a remarkable age. It truly was an awesome sight to behold. So, this is a Thursday night. Friday, everyone important took the day off. But the next Monday, there are high-level interrogations in corner offices to try to get to the bottom of the brawl. Hundreds of people witnessed it, so everyone is pissing their pants. Some of the interviews are up in the luncheon club, with all the little white men on the wall glowering at the traitors as they nervously walk in. The exception to the interviews, even though they were very much part of the fight, was the more senior Merrill guys down on the floor. Remember, this is before changes to Rule 92 inadvertently killed the NYSE business, so it was still a profitable arm of the brokerage. When the head office summoned them to give their side of the story, they just said they were too busy and management could go suck a bag of dicks. One of these floor guys was a hysterical character by the name of Jimmy Riley. He had a massive, untrimmed mustache, looked like a fireman, and was a decent artist. As a floor broker, he had a little handheld machine that would show you what the market was in a stock. Instead of putting the bid ask in when the office asked for a look in a stock like slob, he'd drawn photos of the head trader Eddie punching various Merrill traders in the face. Everyone at Merrill and a ton of clients could see these cartoons just by asking for a look in any of Jimmy's stocks. Anyway, Jimmy did record business that day, management figured it was just Merrill on Merrill violence, and everyone got a pass. Merry Christmas,